Federal judges in San Antonio gave parties wrangling over election boundaries until Monday to compromise on interim election maps. If they couldn't, the judges said Texas's April 3rd primary would be delayed. With the deadline looming, Attorney General Greg Abbott said the state had reached a compromise with many minority groups who have opposed election maps drawn by Republicans in the legislature. Abbott said the state's compromise maps resolve concerns that the legislature's election boundaries violate the Voting Rights Act.
What we believe we have done in the maps that are posted is to reduce, if not eliminate, any legitimate dispute based on the Voting Rights Act.
Abbott said he believed it would now be possible to hold the Texas primary in April. But a number of parties involved in the dispute made it clear there is no deal. Representative Trey Martinez chairs the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus. Martinez says Abbott's new maps still do not resolve concerns that the growing number of minorities in Texas will be given an opportunity to elect candidates of their choice.
Absolutely not. I think that if the map even was a fair portrayal of what needed to be done, then we would be more open-minded about it. But the fact of the matter is, the overwhelming number of litigants have rejected these maps because they do run afoul of the Constitution and the Voting Rights Act requirements.
Late Monday, federal judge Orlando Garcia ordered all sides to keep talking, saying Abbott's proposed agreement does not have enough support. Judges have said if parties miss this deadline, Texas's primary could be pushed back as far as June. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.